Blog Talk Radio.
Finest people, where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield.
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run!
And we will live.
Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
To report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rather than death. Or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war. Because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
All right, everybody. Joseph Gibson here, podcasting here from Greensboro, North Carolina. 8:06 p.m. on the East Coast. That's right. Are we going to step into 1,000 years of darkness? Ronald Reagan right there, very important speech. Ronald Reagan was a very motivational speaker. He was not he was this president that we had in the 1980s that a lot of people here, we forget the things that he said and the speeches he gave. But he'd make you laugh, too, because he'd bring people together. If you remember correctly, during the second election there, when he ran against Walter Mondale, a total onslaught, okay? Mondale didn't even carry his home state. Actually, I think he did. I think he did win Minnesota. I think he did. I'm not 100% sure on that. But but all other states overwhelmingly voted Reagan back into office. That is something that a lot of you out there really need to understand. Ronald Reagan was a very, very important motivational speaker. And we lack a lot of these speakers and unification today to unite the people, to come together as one. Because we're all too busy worried about our own individual differences and weaknesses instead of conquering the enemy. And that is a huge problem right now, because right now we have an enemy. We have an enemy out there that is crushing us. It's called your government, folks. Now, there's been a lot of talk over the past few shows, and I'm going to get the callers. This show is for the callers tonight. Open platform, no guests, no real specific avenue to go on here tonight or platform to build upon, except are you prepared for what is bad or what is worst or what is good? Are you? And if you are, tell us how. Because we want to know, because we have a lot of patriots out there that I don't think are ready or prepared. However, back to Ronald Reagan. Back to the enemy that we're facing today, the government that we are facing. Tell me something. What the hell is going on? The people are running to the grocery stores saying, the grocery stores had a little more meat and milk on the shelves today. So things are getting better. I feel a little better about myself, you know. Well, but they still got the checkpoint set up. But that's okay. I don't mind going through the checkpoints, you know, and them infecting me, whether it's some virus or whatnot. I mean, that's probably what they're doing. Can you really trust your government? No. A real patriot would not trust their government and would question every single aspect of what they are trying to do when they are infringing on our constitutional rights that are derived by our Creator. They are given by our Creator, not the government. Who the hell is this government, this Cuomo up in New York, this governor of Kentucky, this governor in Connecticut, this governor in Massachusetts, to say, or here, Governor Cooper here in North Carolina telling us all businesses are going to be closed at 5 p.m. And that's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing, right? I mean, we got to make sure that, you know, nobody gets infected. you know, with this big bad virus that was created by whom? Why is the media not paying attention to how this happened to begin with, if it is to be true and really has this unique flu virus that's going to kill the entire world's population in a matter of minutes, according to the media? Because for God's sake, if you turn on your flat screen TV right now or turn on your radio out there, if you're driving in your car, if you're a truck driver out there, or if what have you, if you go on the internet, everybody's talking about this freaking virus that's going to wipe out the entire planet in minutes. I mean, it's just speeding up rapidly, isn't it, folks? Remember last month, nobody was talking about it. It was like, hey, don't worry about it, everybody. They even did a press conference on it. Don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen. Just go about your lives. All of a sudden, we got to shut everything down. We're laying people off. And guess what? The government all of a sudden has all kinds of money to spend. You know, we're going to give everybody a $1,200, $1,000, $500. Hell, let's give them $1,000,000. Why not, right? I mean, what happened? I thought back in January or December, right before Christmas here in North Carolina, just for the North Carolina listeners out there, I got a bunch of them here, I thought we were cutting back on Medicaid because the state had no money. I thought we were, you know, that our country was broke and we had no money to give. And, you know, but the economy was booming, but at the same time we had no money and we had to do budget cuts. And you know, I'm just wondering, what's going on here? Maybe Wacky Bernie was right. You know, hell, why not give everything for free? I mean, what the hell? Why not? If the government's got this kind of money out there, everybody gets $1,200. You know what? You don't have to pay taxes for the next 3 months. We're gonna get, you know, and all this other crap they're coming up with. And another thing too, folks, they're signing these bills and these little, you know, laws there to do this in a matter of days. And these bastards have been arguing over the freaking border for the last 3 years. They shut down the government, remember? They shut down the government. They were fighting with each other. Remember the big spectacle? Trump and Pelosi shouting at each other over the table. Rah! Remember that? The big picture there on the TV screen? You know, they're arguing over the border crisis, which we've been arguing over forever. They can't come up with a solution on that, but all of a sudden, they're working together. They love each other. And you know what? We got Cuomo out there saying, yeah, Donald Trump's a great guy. We got even that freaking Muslim, what the hell's her name, Omar out there in Minnesota saying, yeah, Donald Trump, he's doing a good job. He's bringing everybody together, you know, and we got to stick together because we got to combat this virus. This virus hasn't even killed, let's see, I think more people die from text messaging and driving, drunk driving, the regular flu, the common cold, the common cough, whooping cough. Let's see here. What else? Anyone else got any other ideas out there? More people die from that than they do this virus. But, right? Think about that for a second. How are they doing this? I mean, and Wall Street's tanking. I mean, one day they're down 3,000 points. The next day they're up 600 points. The next day they're down 2,000 points. The next day they're up 700 points. The next day they're down 2,000 points. What are they doing, folks? The Reserve Banking System and the Federal Reserve Banking Cartel. Arrest the bankers. Arrest these criminals. Arrest these lobbyists. Arrest them. It's up to we the people to do that. But how? Obviously, we're not going to do something stupid like that idiot that was on this show a couple months ago there, John Son. There, we're not going to go to Everest. You know, we're going to get all the Patriots together, and we're going to go November 2nd, 2020. Well, and we're going to handcuff them, and we're just going to let live in one love and everything else, just like what that other People's Revolution and all that crap and all these other people that call into the show over the years. Look, how do we do it? What are we going to do? Are we prepared for what's coming? Are we prepared for the worst or the best? That's really the main question here tonight, and I'm going to open up the phone lines and move down the line, and I want your take on what you see and what's happening out there and what should we do out there, because we got a lot of people out there that still question, really, is the intel we're getting, is the things that we're talking about, is it true? I don't see it yet. We did a show the other night with leaders of these Patriot networks all around the country, and we couldn't even come up to a common solution there. on that show. And we did a two-part show, and then we had a show before that. And even though a lot of things are happening that we've said were going to happen, well, any idiot could see that these things are going to happen. The Federal Reserve has freaking been pulling a scam on us for years. Obviously, it was bound to freaking fall. But, you know, what are you prepared to do, folks? It's up to you. How are you prepared? What's on your mind tonight, and what concerns you if you're in the Patriot community out there, whether or no, and I'm not going to name specific groups or whatnot. Listen, man, I've been a part of this for so long, man. I'm so freaking tired already. I don't even know. I mean, I'm just trying to get the word out. I'm so tired that, you know, I'm picking myself up in the morning. I'm awake until 3 o'clock in the morning, messaging people, talking to people late at night. You know, having these conversations, these in-depth conversations with individuals that are emotional, powerful, and people that out there that really care, you know, and they've seen their friends and their brothers lose their lives over this mess. And I'm out there talking to these people late at night, and I can hear it in their voice. They want answers, that they're searching, and they can analyze the situation perfectly. You know, because they know what's going on, and they're hurt by what's going on. And the thing of it is why is that not bringing us together? Instead, it's dividing us more and more. What the hell's going on? Like I said, there was one particular conversation I had a couple nights ago, you know, up late. I think it was 2:30 in the morning, you know, and I had to do a big job the next day. I mean, you know, but I don't mind, you know, I'm talking to a friend and, you know, I mean, we're having this in-depth conversation about everything that's going on. And it's like, you know, we're all for change and doing the right thing and standing up for what's right. But we're lost because of everyone else out there, because it's just, we can't put this, we can't grab it, man. It's out there for us to take it, take our freedom back and restore things. But it seems like time we reach out to grab it, it just freaking gets higher. It goes up higher. Or like we're running up a hill and we keep sliding back down to the bottom. You know? Or we're out there fighting and we knock the guy out, but he keeps getting back up. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. What is it? How prepared are we? You know, what's going on? Let's open up the phone lines to everybody here. I'm going to start my first caller here and move down the line. 302, you're first. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Actually, we got a bad connection there, 302.
No, it's
go ahead,
the
try
whole
to...
thing. You got a lot of calls.
Yeah, we probably do. Can you call? I got your number. I know who this is. I want you on first. I want you to call back in. It could be a bad connection.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it is, but try calling back
call
in. I want you on here. I really do. All right, thank you. Thank you.
I'll call.
Yes, if you hang up,
call
back. And I'm gonna hang up on some of the private callers. Private callers, I'm gonna hang up on them. So this way, I can give him a spot here. I'll take another caller while he hangs up. Call. There he goes. He dropped. I want him on here, and then we see. Let me hang up. Let me get rid of some of these private callers here. I'm sorry, man. You calling from a private number, you got to go. You know, because most times you are not a part of the solution. You are more or less a major symptom in the sickness that we are facing here today. Yeah, we got a lot of callers on the line tonight. That's been happening a lot. But, all right, there's 302. He just checked. I did what I said I was going to do. Let me connect him. Hopefully we can get a good connection here. Go ahead, 302. This has happened last time, actually. Go ahead, 302.
Hey, man. Hey, you there? Can you hear me now?
It's better. It's better. It's a little bit muffled, but it's better.
All right, well, you know, I know.
And right there, yeah, that's I can hear you, but the callers can't. So, listen, I don't know what the hell's going on here. I'm getting messages like crazy that the audio is terrible, and that's a powerful statement, what you just made right there. And I know people are trying to get in here, and I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's the freaking government. I don't know. You know, I know this is crazy.
Anything.
I mean, I want to hear you, but that it's really bad. The audio is really bad. And what I want you to do is try one more time. I'm going to hang up on like 30 callers right now. I'm going to hang up on them. All right. They're all private numbers. So if guys out there that don't have a private number, don't worry. I'm not going to hang up on you. I'm going to dump all my callers and bring you back on. So I'm going to hang up on you right now and call back in, and I'm going to dump the rest. Give me 30 seconds to do that. There we go. All right, there we go. Private caller, you're gone. All right, 1 through 30. Bam. All right, there we go. All right. Okay, down the line. All right, they're dropped. Okay, come on, 30. Come on, call in quick. Call in quick. All right, there he is. Okay, let me connect him. Let's see if we can do this now. All right. If this is going to be a problem, we're going to have to do something here to correct this, but 302, go ahead. Let's try this again.
All right, guys. Can you hear me?
I can hear you better even more this time, but I don't know. It's just, it's insane. I don't know if it's your line or not, but I'll tell you what.
Them feds.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
It's time that you guys realize, I mean, everybody knows it ain't no motherfucking rumor at this point. If it's coming from the government, if it's coming from the mainstream media, and you're repeating it, you're a part of the fucking problem. Y'all should all be earmarking the people around y'all that are repeating this Willy Bobo mindless bullshit. Do not risk your lives for sheeple. You're not looking for sheeple. You're looking for people that actually bring something to people, that actually are willing to work for it. You know, this right here is necessary, man. It's necessary. There's a lot of garbage floating around out here with you. And I'm sorry. It might sound terrible. I might sound like a demon. Whatever. You know what I mean? To soft-ass, bitch-ass, appeasing motherfuckers, I probably do. I probably do. And I'm going to break it down straight like that. Probably even sound a little hood. But you know what? Y'all need to get a little hood. Y'all been trying to do it the right way for so long that you have lost your country. And I'm gonna break it down for y'all just so that you really feel the way you should in your guts, because you're all cowards. China fought against weapons, guns, with umbrellas and tasers for freedom. Recently, France worked up the fucking balls to riot, and you people are adhering to orders to stay in your homes. So if that doesn't tell you where you're at in the game, what you need to do is throw your old I'm a good law-abiding American 76 told you about out, download it, get your shit together, and see me in the motherfucking field. That's what y'all need to do. And quit.
We just lost him right there. It might have been him. It might have been his call. I don't know. We lost him. I'm going to try 812. Before 812, let's try 203. 203, can you hear me okay? Or is it me or the callers?
No, it's your Blog Talk connection. It's been bad since you first started. I've had people listening. They had to hang up because they can't even understand.
Wow. This is ridiculous. It is. You know, but then again, that's what the last caller was just talking about. All of us need to converge on this and say, hey, what the hell's wrong with Blog Talk? I just did my message. I said, this is bullshit. Two shows in a row now this has happened. But I can hear you over the last caller, though. But I do have a backup plan here for that. But go ahead. Carry on, please.
Yeah, it appears that if you speak softly, it sounds better. If you speak loud, it just breaks up. I mean, I could hear him, but I couldn't understand what he was really saying. It was all broken up.
Wow. Ridiculous. Okay. Go ahead. What's on the – you want to give a message here tonight while I got you?
Well, I'll give a message. Might as well. I mean, when I asked in the last show, my question was about nanoparticles and the vaccines and Trump. And if Trump knows full well that these nanoparticles are going into vaccines, then he's part of the problem. From what I get out of the answer is that the nanoparticles are going to be put in a year down the road. They've got the remedy for this, Colquhoun or whatever, a drug, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, that they use for malaria. But the FDA hasn't tested it yet. Well, this is a 1940s drug they use for malaria. 1940s, and the FDA hasn't tested it yet. It's been out there for 70 years, and they haven't tested it yet. There's something wrong with this whole problem. But the information that I've been getting is that grocery stores only have 14 days of supply in their warehouses, and they're only receiving about 20% back, you know, 20% of their normal shipments. So it's only a matter of time. And it's our government that's doing this. You're absolutely right. Is it Soros? Is it the Hillary clan? Because they can't stand Trump so much. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I've been telling you what to do for quite some time. You need to plan. You need to fend for yourself. Is this virus going around? I don't know if it is or it isn't. But I'm not going to, you know, go out there and make myself.
I've got people messaging me actually saying they can hear clear except the caller. That's what somebody's just saying now. So maybe it's all the callers that like called in the beginning here and they've got a bad connection. But that's not a reason. I mean, that's just ridiculous to begin with. You know, it really is. I mean, this is Blog Talk Radio trying to obstruct what we are doing here. And that's what they've been doing this for years. They did it in the beginning when we first started, and then we had to build up the platform all over again. I mean, it's just total nonsense. It really is. Let me,
yes, it is. I'm calling you their number now as well to see. You know.
Yeah, let's try 812 real quick. 812, can I hear you fine? Go ahead.
It's all broken up. As soon as Blog Talk answers, it's all broken up.
All right, go ahead. 812. Area code 812. 812 is not there. All right, 321. Go ahead, 321.
Hey, Joe, how big is that penis?
All right, the show's obviously going. It's not working. Obviously, this is ridiculous. It's not working because the audio's all broken up. What I'm going to do is 203. I'm going to leave you on 812. Are you there? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call back in and reconnect the show. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try doing that. Okay.
Correct. Do that.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. 203. Just speak. 812. Go ahead. You're on here too.
812 and 203.
Yeah, you're off the show. You're off the show, 312. Go ahead. All right, 812 is on here. I know who 812 is. Where are you?
Right. I'm here.
Go ahead. I'm going to hang up and call back in.
Roger.
I'd restart the entire show is what I would do, but...
Yeah, this bug has been a couple of days now.
Yeah, you're still broken up too. So if I was Joe, I'd just shut the whole show down and try starting again. This is ridiculous.
It seems like the phone system has a coronavirus.
Maybe he can't get back in.
I'll jump off here. Here, hold on.
Take it to the Zoom platform.
Wow, I was unmuted.
Still broken up.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, when you're relying on an old copper connection, this is what happens when they get saturated.
I can just about understand what you're saying. We got to be running this on Windows with Bill Gates in the background, running a peddling mill or whatever for electricity.
Yeah, this is what old copper lines do for you, though. They're oversaturated. Everyone's home right now. They're all yapping on phones or on their DSL connections or whatever.
I just figured out it was you. I was wondering. I thought it was you before, but I couldn't really tell. Now I figured out who it was. That's how bad it is. I'd end the show completely and then restart again in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's the best idea.
You can't do that. I'm calling into Blog Talk Radio, and every single time I call in, it's muffled. So it's Blog Talk Radio.
Start a show up on Zoom.
We know that. Why don't you just shut down the show and restart it again in 5 minutes or as soon as you can?
It won't let me start another show. It won't let me do it. I only get one show a day. That's it, every 24 hours.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? Yeah, I know.
Start up the Zoom and then give out the ID to the number for that.
All right, hang on. Let me try doing a microphone call. Hang on. Let me try that. Because we got a lot of people on the phone line, but hang on.
We're shutting it down by using the hell out of it.
This is Blog Talk Radio shutting down the fucking internet. That's what they're doing. But this has never happened like this. This has never happened like this before.
Well, that's why we spent hours trying to find another platform a couple months ago.
Yeah, everybody's broken up. They won't even let me do a microphone.
Won't even let me do that.
Nope, it pops right up there. I can't even do a direct connect. So, obviously, if there's something going on, this happened, I think, one time when we first started the show. They didn't let me complain, but now they're doing it again. So, obviously, I'm not going to be able to do a show, but that's the way it works. I mean, this is just what they do. That's Blog Talk Radio for you. But, hey, it's up to everyone else not to tune in and maybe just call them or complain. You know, say, hey, I'm on this show. I'm wasting my time. What the hell? I mean, Everyone's breaking up. I unmuted everybody. Everyone on the whole freaking damn call queue. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. All right, now the callers are dropping. That's fine. All right, well, obviously there's no show tonight, so there's nothing I can do about it. All right, guys, take care. Thanks, Ace, for trying to come in. Thanks.